Moving to South America now, Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez, will likely face a recall election this summer. Authorities announced yesterday that Chavez's opponents have collected the 2.5 million signatures needed to trigger the election. And that's a big victory for the opposition. And it adds to the turmoil in the world's fifth largest exporter of oil. Martin Costi is NPR's South American reporter, and he is in Venezuela. Martin, how did the opposition get this far?
Well, this has been going on for a while, at least a year and a half, depending on how you count this. The opposition has been trying to collect the signatures for this sort of a recall election. They tried once. That was thrown out of court. They did it again late last year. Then they claimed that they were 1 million signatures over the mark, but then fraud was declared by the Chavez government, and that started a long process of very bitter negotiations about how to repair the signatures, as they say in Venezuela, the disputed signatures. There were about over 1 million people's names that were disputed, and so people were actually invited to come back to polling places last weekend to confirm whether or not they had signed this. And so very convoluted, very delicate, and long process. And finally, though, with those confirmed signatures over the weekend, it looks like the opposition has just hit that mark, according to election authorities. So this is really a big victory for the opposition after a long, long effort.
How did Chavez respond?
He took it very, very magnanimously. He went on television last night and said he welcomed the challenge. He said he has not yet begun to play the game, politically speaking, and that he's very, very confident that he'll prevail in this sort of a recall election. He also pointed out that the whole idea, the whole concept of a recall election in Venezuela was introduced by him and his party and his allies when they rewrote the Constitution after his first election. So he says, you know, my opponents have given up the path of plotting coups against me and have learned to play by the rules of democracy or the democracy we set up, and let's see what happens.
When you say recall election to Americans, everyone's point of reference is the California recall.
Yeah, and it's not exactly the same process, but there are a lot of similarities. Basically, what's going to happen now is that, assuming this is confirmed officially, because this is not an official number yet, but assuming this goes ahead and is declared soon, then probably in early August they will have this recall election. Now, here's a sticking point. If they need to have, from the opposition's point of view, they need to have that vote before August 19th, the midpoint of his term in office, because if they don't have it by August 19th, even if they prevail and remove him from office, his vice president would just take over, and for the opposition, that's the same. Ideologically, no change there. So the opposition is desperate right now to actually have this election declared earlier than that, so that would then later trigger a whole new election for president and really open up the game.
Now, if this recall referendum happens, what are the chances that Chavez could lose?
It's really hard to say right now. His popularity has been ticking upward, partly, I think, because the price of a barrel of oil has been shooting upward, and that gives the Venezuelan state more money to spend on social programs. He really plays up his social spending, and there's a huge segment, especially of poor Venezuelans, who still see him as the only president who's really cared about them. So it's hard to say whether the polarization there, which way it's going to swing, whether people who hate him are going to prevail or people who still see him as their hope are going to prevail.
Okay, and I misspoke a moment ago. We're talking to NPR South American reporter Martin Costi, who is monitoring this situation from Rio de Janeiro. Martin, thanks.
You're welcome.